USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fury sparked by George Floyd's death in Minneapolis spawned massive protests and chaos across the country last night into this morning. And in Minneapolis, demonstrators ignored a curfew. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said that the protests were initially peaceful, but now have turned toward wanton destruction and chaos, and has said that he will bring in the Minnesota National Guard.
I'm authorizing and talking to General Jensen to fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard. We will pull in assets, as we have been doing, and for those Minnesotans who are wondering, where are the fire trucks? Where are the police that are out there? The situation was so broad and the tactics were so bent on causing destruction that every single person we had mobilized, again, the largest in state history last evening, was engaged in that.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lit its engines and blasted off with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley now soaring into the upper atmosphere. The mission so far has gone flawlessly as the first stage rocket booster and second stage of the rocket have detached. The astronauts are now heading toward the International Space Station. New research shows just how dangerous the coronavirus is for current and former cancer patients. Those who developed COVID-19 were much more likely to die within a month than people without cancer, according to two studies. They are the largest reports on people with both diseases in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. In one study, half of 928 current and former cancer patients with COVID-19 were hospitalized, and 13% of those died. That's far more than the various rates that have been reported in the general population. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Workplaces will be dramatically changed by the lessons learned from the isolation caused by the coronavirus, and John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies are planning to make some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.